Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Adams, and I am thrilled that you are joining me on the podcast today. On today's episode, I'm going to be sharing three tips to keep in mind when thinking about scheduling your household routine and homeschool curriculum choices. In actuality, these three tips could be applied to any decisions you may be facing in life, but we are just going to be thinking about them today in the context of mothering and homeschooling. Well, as I record this, I've just overcome a bout with what I think has been the flu. So whatever it was, it took our whole family down with no survivors. We all ran fever and felt very lethargic and ended up with horrible coughs. And we have not been this sick in several years. So I am really thankful to be on the other side and to be able to regain strength now. So my voice today is very weak. So thank you for bearing with that. And as many of you probably know, when sickness hits a large homeschool family, it is no joke. This is one of the many reasons that our family homeschools year-round, because it is just nice to be able to be sick when we're sick and not to have to worry about getting schoolwork done or be stressed that maybe we're falling behind. And so thankfully, we are back to our studies now, which is great because it helps provide structure for our day. And so I'm thankful to be back in the swing of things at this point. Well, our scripture passage today comes from the book of James, and chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. How encouraging that the scripture tells us if we need wisdom, we can go to God for that wisdom, and that we can go to Him in faith. Well, today I want to share three tips with you for choosing homeschool curriculum and for just maybe putting together a new routine for your family, things like that. And the first tip I have for you is that when we are making changes in life, it is vitally important that we are prayerful in those changes. When we have big decisions, prayer is the first thing that we need to be attending to as we move towards new decisions and choices in our lives, in our families. And so this is the time of year when many mamas are starting to think about what homeschool curriculum choices they will be making for the next school year, and also how they will make changes to their daily routines and schedules. And so what I want to share with you is just to really bathe those decisions in prayer. And the Lord has designed each of our children. He is their creator, and He put us together as families, and He knows what is best for each individual child and for our families as a family unit. He also is sovereign, and He knows what the next school year is going to hold for your family, what things you'll be walking through as a family. And so through the years, I have definitely been more and more convinced of the supreme importance of seeking the Lord's guidance in scheduling and in choosing resources for our homeschool, or in ministry decisions, or any big decision to be seeking the Lord. In fact, I am currently in that process right now, and I have just been asking the Lord to give me wisdom as I think about we're kind of finishing up the schoolwork that we've been doing for this year, and I'm looking to order some new school curriculum, and I'm just in that season of prayer. Lord, do we continue with what we've been doing? Do we change some things? Do we change a lot of things? What about our daily routine? You know, I'm just in that season of praying and asking of that wisdom from the Lord. And sometimes I feel like I hit a wall and I'm just not sure what is the best decision. Is decision A best? Is decision B best? And so I feel my profound need in these times for direction from the Lord. Because honestly, sometimes I just don't know what is the best decision. And I so want to make the best decision for my children and for my family. I still want to make the choices that are going to be the very best and help our family to run and be able to have a daily routine that is as smooth as possible. And so things are always changing. Dynamics and circumstances are always changing as our children are growing. And just praying and asking the Lord for this year and this season, what is the best thing for this child at this point? What is the best thing? And so it is so sweet when we pray and then we see the Lord lead, as He is always faithful to do when we call to Him and ask for His guidance. He is faithful. Well, the second tip that I want to share is don't compare with others. This can be such a pitfall. And we're told in scripture that comparing themselves among themselves, they became unwise. So this second tip that I want to share is to resist the temptation to copy what your friends are doing in their homeschool and with their family schedules. Of course, we can bounce great ideas off of each other, but it is a very good chance that what your friend loves in her homeschool, what she may be thriving in her homeschool and in her family, may not at all work with your family and your children and your husband. And so early on in the days of homeschooling my children, I made some mistakes when I looked to see what others were saying and doing and tried to emulate that in my own home. And that led me to some unhappy and unsuccessful places. And the Lord showed me that my eyes needed to be on Him for His direction for me and my children, rather than trying to keep up with what others around me were doing. And certainly we can definitely have this comparison thing going on as we just surf around the internet and we're comparing from blog to blog or Pinterest and YouTube channels and this mom saying she does this and this mom saying she does this, and you know, one family says this curriculum is the best and another one says this other one, and one's gonna say to use one, you know, style of learning and teaching, and another's gonna put that down and say something totally different. And so as we gather our information, and there's nothing wrong with gleaning information and gleaning ideas, we are so blessed to have so much information out there. But how do we sort through it all and get on the right track for our own families? I believe we need to be seeking the Lord for His direction. So another thing about comparing with others is that it can lead us to an unstable place. Because we are always going to be seeing different families doing different things. And if we are always looking to what others are doing, we may find ourselves just constantly jumping from one curriculum to another, from one method to another, from one approach to another, and looking around and making decisions based on comparisons can cause us to just be all over the map without a consistent trajectory. But looking to Christ to guide us is the most secure place that we can be. He may very well use what others are doing to give us direction and to provide fresh ideas for us. But my point is that we need to be looking to Him and His Word for direction before we look to the other sources. And I would certainly say to be very prayerful, even like when attending a homeschool convention, for the very same reasons, because you could go to one workshop and the speaker may convince you that you need to use a certain curriculum and teach in a certain style, such as Charlotte Mason or classical literature-based approach, etc. And then you might leave that workshop and you might go to the next workshop across the hall and hear a presentation that encourages a vastly different approach and curriculum choice. And then you're confused. And this is where we need to be careful that we are not being driven and tossed about like a wave of the sea, as James says? And the answer is for the Lord to be our guide and to give us His clear direction. We can hear about all the different curriculums. We can hear about all different kinds of scheduling and organizing plans. We can hear about all the different approaches to learning. But at the end of the day, we need direction. And the Lord is where our direction needs to come from. So there are many choices. And we can lay everything at His feet and ask Him to lead us for this time, Lord, for this year, for this season of our family's life. Please show me what is going to be the best fit and enable us to live for Your glory and fulfill Your purposes and plans for our family. That would be this kind of prayer I'm talking about. Just laying it all before Him at His feet and then letting Him guide. And then being able to rest in His leading. Well, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back with the third tip. Hello, this is your friend Ruth Adams, and I am so excited to share with you that I will be speaking at 3 Teach Them Diligently conventions coming up in 2020. I absolutely love going to homeschool conventions and encouraging parents to press on in the vision of home education and family discipleship. And I know from experience that a good homeschool convention can really be a shot in the arm to encourage and renew vision for the home education journey. This year, I will be in Rogers, Arkansas, March 26th through 28th, Mobile, Alabama, May 7th through 9th, and then in Columbus, Ohio, May 28th through 30th. I would love to meet you in person at one of these events, and you can click the link in the podcast show notes to sign up today. When you register through my affiliate link, it is a way that you can help support our podcast and speaking ministry. You can also find the link on my website at legacyhomeschoolreflections.com. Just click on the events tab and you will see the link to register for one of the Teach Them Diligently conventions that I will be speaking at. Meeting podcast listeners is such a treat. So if you are attending one of these events, please find me and introduce yourself. It would be my joy to meet you in person. So I hope to see you there. Welcome back. The third tip that we want to talk about today in this topic of planning, making changes with our family routines and schedules and curriculum choices, or any choice in life, any change in life, a third tip is to not over plan, but to keep it simple and doable. So I just want to share this with you, that as you put together a family routine, as you choose curriculum, it is so important to be realistic and make sure that your plans are doable, especially in the early years of homeschooling. I would often plan over the top, and I still tend to do that, and think that, you know, I'm going to be able to get a lot more done than I actually will be able to. Way back when I used to think, oh, I need to have all these wonderful laminated posters for my school walls and all of these learning games laminated and all of these organization systems, you know, the perfect Pinterest schoolroom type ideal. And this was even before Pinterest, but still I saw things on blogs and aimed high and was always very disappointed when things did not go anywhere as smoothly as I had envisioned. And I never felt like we were getting the things accomplished that I had planned. And I remember when my firstborn was starting kindergarten, I went to the homeschool store and bought tons of books. And this ridiculously huge set of flannel graph Bible figures and scenes. And this is the kind of set that comes in a large cardboard kind of flat box, and someone has to cut out an enormous amount of individual flannel graph figures on little plants and little pieces of food and all these little things. And my thought was that I was going to use the flannel graph to teach my children Bible and history lessons. Our history had Bible woven in it, and I thought, oh, well, I'll use these figures and tell them the Bible stories with the flannel graph figures. Well, it didn't take me long to figure out that I did not have the time to cut that huge set of flannel graph out. I'm talking churches by this set, and each figure is coded with a number, and there's this big resource book, and you have to look up the number to find, like, Queen Esther or King David. It's all number coded. And I ended up paying a teenage girl to cut it all out for me. And in the end, I almost never used the set. It has ended up just being something that we throw in a box. It's not organized. And the children get it down and play with it from time to time. And that's been fun. But it was not realistic that we were going to use this in homeschooling. And so it was very impractical for me to think that I would have the time to prepare flannel graph stories and look up all those little individual pieces in those years of having one baby after another and living in survival mode with newborns and little children. And so this is just a kind of funny example as I look back and I think, what was I thinking? And so I would just encourage you, from my own mistakes, to be practical in your planning as to how much is really feasible to do in a day and how many chores can you really expect your children to do in a given day? How much time are you going to have for school and for chores, and how much school is it possible to do without burning everyone out? Because it's better to be realistic in planning than to plan, you know, over the top and then be sorely disappointed the first day of trying to implement a new schedule or a new curriculum. So if you plan practically and simply, then you can always add more in later, but it is frustrating to plan more than is possible and then to feel defeated. Well, I hope that these thoughts have been helpful, and I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Again, just as a quick review, as you think about changes and new plans, maybe new curriculum, new systems for the new school year, I encourage you to be prayerful, to look to the Lord rather than comparing with others, and then to set realistic goals by God's grace. I would be so grateful for any way that you can share this podcast with your friends through social media and word of mouth. And also, if you could take just a minute to hop on iTunes and give this podcast a quick star rating, that would be very much appreciated. The more star ratings the podcast gets, the more it will be put before those doing internet searches. I also love to read your reviews, but even if you don't have time to leave a review, if you would just tap the star rating, that would be a huge blessing. Thank you all so much for joining me today, and I will look forward to our next visit together. God bless.